Welcome to The Bulldog Bark, a student podcast in Prairie Valley. In each episode, we interview students about what's going on at our school and what matters to them. Let's jump in.
Okay, good morning, guys. Today, we're here with Case Carpenter and Deegan Tompkins, seniors at Prairie Valley. Case, let's hear a little bit about you. You just participated in the county show. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yes, this year I participated in the county show. I show boar goats. I'm a senior at Prairie Valley High School. I show at all the Texas majors. I show at Fort Worth, San Angelo, San Antonio, Houston, and I do show at the national level.
Did you win any pretty big awards?
Yes, this year, last year being my junior year, I did pretty good. I won the $10,000 scholarship to San Antonio with my full blood doe. And I won a grand champion at San Angelo and overall reserve champion at Houston. As the goat I had, and she won grand champion at State Fair as well. That goat was the first goat, and I think, I can't remember how many years, that won all Texas majors in the state of Texas.
Okay, so you're pretty successful with the goat showing.
Yes.
All right. Deegan, I know you have some interest in war reenactments and just kind of like history. What? Tell us a little bit about that.
So I'm in a World War II reenactment group with the 3rd ID, which is the 3rd Infantry Division, and we have reenactments all over the place, all throughout Oklahoma, East Texas. Some of them, most of the time, they're really large. They've got 30 to 40 men out there. I specifically am trained on a belt-fed machine gun called the 1919 out there. It's a lot of fun. It's a ton of fun. You get to go out and you get to teach history in a way that a lot of people haven't ever been taught. You get to teach things that aren't really in the history books. You get to meet a lot of really great people, and you get to do a lot of really great things.
Cool. So you get to go out with some people that also share the same love and interest as that, and
yes,
teach others.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. And I also hear that you have a job at a museum.
Yes, I work at an artillery museum in St. Joe. We have the largest privately owned collection of artillery guns in the United States.
Okay, that's pretty cool. All right, so here at Prairie Valley, we just started a football program this year, and y'all were kind of the guinea pigs this year, and it was like first and last year playing football, right?
Yes.
So we're going to hear a little bit about y'all's experience. So what was it like playing for Prairie Valley's first football team back after 75 years?
Well, it was different. I'll say that, you know, not knowing anything about football, and you just come in, you know, during August, and you just, coach says, all right, we're gonna show you the basics and everything. So we're out there just practicing everything, and you don't know a single thing about football, so it's just, like you said, we're all the guinea pigs. Mm-hmm. We don't know anything. But it was very fun. I'll say, for my senior year, it was a great opportunity to be able to play the game of football for the first year of Prairie Valley's every time having football.
Mm-hmm. I will say there, to a extent, I have a good sense of pride in being one of the first ones in 75 years to win, and I'm extremely happy with how we was able to play. After 75 years, we ended up with a positive season. I mean, never in a million years did I think we'd be able to do that, but it is thanks to Coach Crothers that we were able to do so good. Mm-hmm. I mean, without him, I really don't think we would have been able to do as well as we did. It was a ton of fun. I can't stress that enough. It was really a great experience.
Yeah, and I'm sure it was really different because, unlike Case, you had never played athletics in high school.
Oh yeah, it was very different. It was not really a culture shock, but it was fun. It was a good change.
So y'all mentioned like it was different being seniors. So how did you guys feel being seniors the same year football came back and knowing y'all won't get to play next year?
Well, a part of that, how I reconcile that, is we left a good first impression. And I think that's what matters the most.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not overly sad about it because we did leave such a good, a great first impression. I mean, we laid the foundation for many good years to come.
Yeah, there's not much else to say what Deegan said right there. You know, we first ever, you know, team in like, you know, 75 years to play the sport again, and it was just a good opportunity, and I'm glad we had to be able to play the game, and just left it all out on the field.
Yeah. So have you guys ever played football before this year?
No, not at all. No.
Never played. Like recess, that's about it.
Yeah, yeah, we messing around with the football, but there's such a huge difference between just messing around and goofing off with each other.
Two touch, and then, you know, in real football, you got to tackle, you know.
Yeah.
It's a huge difference from
there's
what we're doing.
There's a lot more rules, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So, y'all play other sports in high school?
Yes.
All right, what do you play, Case?
I play, football this year, but basketball, golf, tennis, that's... Okay. That's the basics.
Did you just now, I know you hadn't played basketball in the past.
Yes, this is my first year playing basketball. I played a little bit freshman year, but then I just started to decide showing so I could, I knew I was going to be better in showing. I had the opportunity, and I was like, well, I better take the chance to show and do the best that I'm able to do.
Okay. Deegan, how was it playing your first high school team sport as a senior?
It was a little nerve-wracking, I'll be honest. I was really scared that I wasn't going to be able to do good enough. Mm-hmm. I was worried that I was going to be too weak, too slow, just not good enough. So it was definitely scary, I'll be honest.
Mm-hmm. Not being in shape, or I guess like sports shape, right?
Yeah.
Because it is different,
yes.
Different things. So I guess, have you ever been on like teams before?
Yes.
Like any other teams?
Yes. Okay. It's been a while ago, I mean, since middle school. Mm-hmm. But it's been a lot of years since I'd played sports, just in general.
I guess doing the war reenactments and stuff, I guess you're kind of like
that,
on a team together.
Yes, and that honestly, to a point, did help. Just being around a bunch of guys who shared a common goal, I was already used to that fact because of my reenactments. So, I mean, mm-hmm. It was to a point that did help.
Yeah. So y'all also mentioned earlier that y'all did a lot better, and y'all were successful this season. There were only one or two games lost. So did y'all ever think y'all would have done so well for it being the first year?
No.
No, not at all.
To be honest, I thought, you know, we'd get out there because we had more games scheduled, but teams canceled, and I thought we'd end up winning maybe two or three games the entire season. And other people were saying that, you know, we wouldn't win as many games, you know, but we went out there just hoping we'd do the best that we could, and we just kept that going, that mentality all season, and we just accomplished that goal, winning more games, just using that, you know, hate that other people were saying they thought we wouldn't be able to do.
Yeah, and it thoroughly shocked me at how well we did. And like I said before, if it wasn't for our coach doing such a great job that he did, we wouldn't have stood a chance at all.
Mm-hmm.
But he did an amazing job at, well, teaching all of us.
Mm-hmm. I know that the community was uplifting y'all and supporting y'all. And I'll be honest, I'm sure there were a lot of students here that doubted it for a second.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Even halfway through the season, they were still doubting us. Okay,
yeah.
there was a lot of doubt going on.
Yeah, I get it. Did playing football help you with anything else?
Closer to, like, team bonding.
Uh-huh.
Bonding a lot more.
Yeah. I know that, like, Deegan, there were a couple other boys that didn't play other sports or, mm-hmm. you know, had never been on the basketball team or something. So did that offer a chance to grow closer with them?
Yes, I would say yes, it did. You know, we all, you know, came together, and we were just all good friends, you know, and just, you know, sometimes we might not see them when we're in, you know, during basketball season and we don't talk to them, but during that football season, it was, you know, everybody was together, and it was a good opportunity to make new friends and just be all together.
Yeah.
I guess the thing that it helped me out with the most is just meeting other people, like the teams that we went and played against. I ended up talking to a lot of them after the games, and for the most part, a lot of them were really nice and just supported us throughout our season. I mean, they offered words of encouragement. They helped out in some places, gave us pretty solid advice.
Mm-hmm.
So just Learning how to meet new people, I guess, would be a good thing that I learned during it.
I think also I heard that other schools had donated some gear for y'all.
Yes.
Okay. Y'all know which schools those were?
I don't remember what school, but it was one of the schools that Coach Crothers came from. They donated lots of their equipment because they had a football program, but they didn't have enough kids, so they donated all their equipment.
So they didn't have a team this year?
No, they did not have a team, so they donated their equipment to us, yes.
Well, that worked out then. Was it kind of sad that y'all grew closer with the people your last year and that you hadn't gotten a chance before that?
I wouldn't say it was sad. I never was sad. I don't know about anybody else. But it was, I just liked being around everybody, you know. It was, you know, all the underclassmen, you know, having a good time with them, and they were learning the same things we were at the same time. So, no, I don't think I'll miss, like, the opportunities we had with them. You know, I'll miss the students when we graduate, but I had a good time while we were playing the football season.
Yeah, I pretty much agree with what Kay said. It to a point, yeah, I kind of wish I was able to be friends with them sooner, but at the same time, I mean, I don't know, I agree with a lot with what Kay said there.
It happened when it happened.
Yeah.
What is something you'll always remember about this football season?
It was the first day of practice. Yeah, it was in like August during 2 days that week. And we were running a bunch of drills, and there's a pile of footballs right behind. Well, coach is walking. He's not paying attention. He's walking backwards, and he just stumbles and eats it on the ground. Everybody's just laughing at him. And Jared and I go over there and get him up. But that was pretty funny. I'll say that. That was funny.
All right.
I reckon I won't ever forget the level of just I don't know energy going along on the first practice. I mean, we were just like a bunch of chickens with the heads cut off. I mean, there was just, we didn't know what we was doing. There was only maybe one or two people that had played football before, but they were really small. it was a lot of years since they played it. So just the collective confusion that was going on for at least the first couple of days was, looking back on it, it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny.
Had Coach Crothers coached football before?
To my knowledge, yes. Okay. Yes, he did. And he's an amazing football coach. I've said that a handful of times now, but I really do mean it. I mean, he is the reason for our success.
Yeah, that is important. I mean, he and y'all all started some, like, a big memory and restarted, I guess, after all these years. So, to end it, do y'all have any advice for next year's players?
Don't doubt as we doubted ourselves. Go into it with a strong head and strong mind, and know from the start that you're going to win, no matter what. No matter what you hear from any of the older students about any of the old teams, you're going to win. You need to have that mentality walking onto the field.
Mm-hmm. Like Deegan said, you know, you just need to lift each other up. Just, you know, like the upcoming class, you know, next year's freshmen, you know, it's their second year. This will be their second year, and, you know, they won't know anything as well. You know, just need to give them positive attitudes and just play the sport that they're allowed to play and just be kind and caring and just do the best you're able to do.
Yeah. All right, anything else?
I believe.
That's it from me.
All right. Well, thank you guys for coming out and giving us some of your time. To the listeners, up next for school, it is homecoming week. So we have a junior high basketball game at Midway tonight. The big homecoming game versus Midway at 6:00 here at home. So please dress out, bring your spirit. We've got a junior high basketball tournament this Saturday in Forestburg, and we've got lots of basketball next week in Goldberg, and we have FCA and Miss Ward's at 10:15 next week, I believe next Wednesday. Thank you guys for coming. It was great listening to what y'all had to say, and I hope y'all have a great day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Bulldog Bark. The music is by Mr. Cordero, the editing and intro are by JP and Abby, and the scripts and interviews are by Avery. See you next time.